The Draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Ministry of Justice confirms commencement of Bill 7 scrutinization. Government releases 15.56 billion kwacha for public services in November 2025. And in global news, Benin coup attempt blocked by loyalist troops. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Ministry of Justice has confirmed that the select committee instituted to scrutinize the considerations of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 has commenced receiving submissions from stakeholders. Acting Minister of Justice Jack Mwimbu says the process will run from 5th December to 13th December 2025. In a statement, Mr. Mwimbu explains that during this period, the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments will present its findings and that stakeholders will present evidence for the Select Committee's consideration. Mr. Mwimbu says upon completion, a report will be published ahead of parliamentary debate. He has emphasized that this phase is essential to ensuring that the Technical Committee's recommendations are incorporated into the bill. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to fiscal discipline and transparent budget execution, with the Ministry of Finance and National Planning announcing the release of 15.56 billion kwacha in November 2025 to support public service delivery, debt savers and ongoing development programs. According to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury, the funds were disbursed to sustain operations across key sectors, clear arrears and ensure the continued implementation of government programs in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's policy direction. Of the 15.56 billion kwacha released, 2.43 billion kwacha went towards transfers, subsidies and social benefits, while 2.4 billion kwacha supported the implementation of government programs and general operations. A further 1.2 billion kwacha was channeled towards capital expenditure, while the public service wage bill accounted for 4.63 billion kwacha, covering personal emoluments for public workers and allowances for diplomats abroad. Additionally, 5.26 billion kwacha was disbursed towards domestic and external debt service and arrears, with 2.62 billion kwacha spent on domestic debt, 2.42 billion kwacha on external debt, and 218.23 million kwacha on arrears dismantling. Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says the disbursements reflect government's commitment to predictable fiscal management, improved service delivery, and transparent reporting. Democratic Union DU President Akim Njovu has condemned the recent fuel price increase, describing it as a crushing blow to struggling Zambians. The Energy Regulation Board hiked diesel by 2 kwacha 32 ngwe and petrol by 97 ngwe per litre, exacerbating transport costs, food prices and livelihood pressures. Ms. Njovu says the UPND government has chosen to burden the people instead of offering solutions, stressing that this increase spells more hardship for ordinary citizens with inflation soaring to 13.9. The DU president has since urged government to reinstate fuel subsidies to cushion vulnerable Zambians and called for a review of the pricing structure as well as more support for alternative energy.
I would like to condemn the recent fuel price increase. It is a crushing blow to struggling Zambians. The UPND government has chosen to burden the people instead of offering solutions. This increase spells more hardship for ordinary citizens. I urge the government to reinstate fuel subsidies to cushion vulnerable Zambians, and I would like to call for a review of the pricing structure, more support for alternative energy and measures to ease the cost of living. Our people are suffering. It's time for empathy, not just announcements.
Zambia Sugar PLC says it is on course to upscaling its annual production to 500,000 metric tons in the next 3 to 5 years from the current 400,000 metric tons. Company Managing Director Oswald Mangwezi says that Zambia Sugar's continued stellar financial operations with a record profit of 2.6 billion kwacha in 2024 is as a result of the company's strong market position supported by a robust distribution network. Speaking at the recently held 34th International Sugar Organization conference held in London, Mr. Mangwezi emphasized that the company was committed to increasing sugar production with a firm commitment to workplace safety as well as investment in efficient technologies such as drip irrigation and synergistic surface irrigation and drainage. Mr. Mangwezi further highlighted ongoing climate resilience investments, including enhanced water monitoring, improved cane varieties, satellite-based weather forecasting, and expanding use of renewable energy. He also highlighted the Twazabuka project, a 1.7 billion kwacha investment in a state-of-the-art customer service facility designed, among other functions, to support flexible year-round delivery to customers. The meeting was also attended by Zambia's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Machenje Mazoka, as well as First Secretary of Trade at the Zambia High Commission in London, Yvonne Zulu. Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welala III has accused Serenge District Commissioner Paul Masua of threatening him with treason for calling for a land and mine auditing in Serenge. This follows the death of an elderly woman in Muchinda Chiefdom after allegedly being harassed by investors in the district when she had gone to collect the remaining grains after the investor had harvested and burnt the field. The chief recounted that the woman was apprehended at the farm, stripped and forced to roar in the mud in public, and died a few days later due to the shame caused by public humiliation and depression. He emphasized that the new investors have no respect for traditional leadership, accusing them of refusing to submit documents showing how they acquired the land, particularly since there was no chief for many years.
Yechampafusha kweba investor after bari mawiti basombola after kusombola baba no muno bawotsha mwibala toto pilira mwibala ena mayo mufyashi kuti kantori kufoti tupilira mwibala una mayo bari mukatano kumufula ichia kufala chonse nokumwalanganya ngomu soja ale pilibukana nokumusendo na mayo nokumutola palize bwanu kya musuchia maloba after bamusuchia matipa una mayo tonde anda nokufwa aifu kwa kuchiku wali ipishinge mfu mchari nkalipa yenga na kui district commission ale mpero mlani wa trizo.
But when contacted for a comment, Serenge District Commissioner Paul Masua explained that the land in question is state land, noting that the chief must resolve the matter with the government instead, further stating that government recognizes chiefs as partners in development and remains committed to working closely with them.
The investors in Serenge are on state land. They are in Womba Brook and Nasanga. So anyone trying to, maybe ask for documents from title deeds, I think it should come through the government, through the district administration. So I don't know where this harassment is coming from. He is the one harassing the investors, of course. And anyone harassing the investors, that means an enemy to the government.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, Benin's interior minister has appeared on national TV to announce that an attempted coup in the West African nation has been thwarted. Earlier, a group of soldiers led by Lieutenant Colonel Pascal Tigray had made a broadcast saying they had ousted President Patrice Talon and suspended the constitution. In social media posts, the French embassy in Benin said that gunfire had been reported near the residence